All right, so we're going to learn Daf Ayin and Yuma. We're going to start right from the top of the Amud where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of a Gadol Sefer Torah. This is referring to the fact that the Kohen Gadol would read from three different parshiyos in the Torah, and he would read from Achrei Mois and then skip to Asur to Asur, and in between he would roll the Sefer Torah. But then when it came to the parshiyos of Musaf, that was in Parshas Pinchos, it said that the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol would roll the Sefer Torah, and he would just say that there's more here, but I'm not reading from it. So the Gemara asks, now at the top of the Amud, quoting from the Mishnah of the Gadol Sefer Torah, that the Kohen Gadol would roll the Sefer Torah, v'chulei, the Gemara asks, v'chol kach lama, so why did the Kohen Gadol have to make this announcement that there's more written here, but I'm not reading? K'dei sh'loi l'hoitzi la'az al Sefer Torah, so that no one would think that the Sefer Torah is either puzzle or missing a parsha, so the Kohen Gadol would simply say there's more here, but I'm just not reading it. Then the Gemara quotes the next part of the Mishnah of Esser, Uva Esser shall chumash hapekudim kari al peh. So he reads that parsha by heart, and he doesn't read it inside. Amai niglo v'nikri. So the Gemara asks simply, why don't we roll to that parsha and let the Kohen Gadol read it inside? Excuse me. Amar Rav Huna berei de Rav Yeshua. Amar Rav Sheshes. You can't roll the Sefer Torah while everybody is waiting. Because it's not covered for the Tzibur to make them wait quietly while we're taking time to roll the Sefer Torah. The Nikri. So why don't we simply bring another Sefer Torah and read that parsha from a different Sefer Torah so it doesn't take any time? The Gemara answers, Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Mishom Begomei Shel Rishon. So Rav Huna says the problem is that if you bring out a second Sefer, it looks like there's something wrong with the first Sefer, that the first Sefer is possible, and that's why we have to bring a second Sefer, and that's not nice. It's not appropriate for the first Sefer. Reish Lakish Amar Reish Lakish gives a different teretz. Mishum Bracha She'enet Tzricha. It's a bracha that's not necessary, because if you bring out a second Sefer Torah, so then what happens is when you finish with the first, the Kohen Gadol has to make an end bracha, then he'll have to make another bracha as they start using the second Torah. And since you can avoid that, it becomes a bracha She'enet Tzricha if the Kohen Gadol just reads it straight, meaning reads it by heart without opening up a second Sefer Torah. So now the Gemara asks, are we so worried about the Pagama, the first Sefer Torah, that we're not allowed to bring a second Torah of Amar of Yitzchak Nafcho, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is middle of Hanukkah, comes out on Shabbos, Mevin Sholosh Torahs. We bring three Sefer Torah, the Karinos Achas Bin Yoni Sholoyah, and one we lay in the Parsha of the Shabbos, V'Achas Shol Rosh Chodesh, we lay in one Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh, V'Achas Shol Chanukah, and we lay in a third Aliyah for Parsha of Chanukah. So we see that it is possible to bring a second Sefer Torah. What's the problem? The Gemara answers, Tlosa Gavri B'Tlosa Sifri Leka B'Gama. When you have three different people laning from three different Sifrei Torah, it doesn't say anything about the Torah beforehand. It's a whole new Parsha. It's a whole new Inyan. So therefore, it's not going to create a Pagam on the other Torah. That's why in Chanukah it's okay. Chad Gavri B'Trei Sifrei Ika B'Gama. But when you have one person, meaning the Kohen Gadol, who's going to lane from two different Sifrei Torah, so then the question is, why isn't he continuing to lane from the first Sefer? Looks like there's a problem with the first Sefer, so that's why there's a Pagam, or it looks like there's a Pagam, and that's why we can't allow the Kohen Gadol to use a second Sefer Torah after he already used the first Sefer Torah. Then the Gemara continues with the Mishnah, Mavarach Alei Shemayna Brachais, Kohen Gadol makes the eight brachas when he finishes laning. Tana Rabbanan, Ala Torah, Kederech Shemavarach Mavesa Knesses. The bracha of Ala Torah is the same bracha that we make after we lane in a regular shul. Ala Avodah, and the thanks to Hashem, which always goes together with the avodah, va'amechilas ha'avoin ketikuna, the way the brachas are, we're masakin in the order that we normally say. Val hamikdash b'fnei atzma, a separate bracha that the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash should be niskabel. Val kohenim b'fnei atzma, and that a kodesh bracha should give a kapara for the kohenim. Val Yisrael b'fnei atzma, and a separate bracha for the Yisraelim. Val shar tefilah. And on the rest of davening. Okay, in other words, the davening that we ask that Hashem should be mekabel and mekabel our tefilos and be mechaper on us. Tana Rabban. Shar Tefila. What is the Shar Tefila that we just mentioned before that we're making a bracha, which is Rina Tchina Bakasha Milfanecha? That first we Rina is a praise to Hashem, then we ask a request from Hashem, Al Amcha Yisrael Shatrichin Lohisha, that needs your help, that needs to be saved. We again a special Tefila that we Kadosh Baruch Hu should save those participants in Klal Yisrael that need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene. The Choysim and the person and the Kohen Gadol ends the bracha b'shemeya tefilo. So after the Kohen Gadol finishes laning from his sefer, kol echad ve'echad maybe sefer Torah mibeisoi. Each person brings a sefer Torah from their own house, and they read from that sefer Torah. Kedei laharis chazusay l'rabim, so that they can show how great their sefer Torah is, so everybody can see it. As Rashi explains, first of all, these sefer Torah, were, according to Rashi over here, were brought from before Yom Kippur because they can't carry on Yom Kippur, and the purpose is that the zekeli v'anvei, we want to show Hashem that we are trying to do mitzvahs in the best way possible. So we want everybody to see, just like we have a nice pair of tefillin, nice tzitzis, nice lulav. So we want Hashem to see that we have nice Sifrei Torah as well. Then the Mishnah continues, Haraya Kohen Gadol Loi Mipnei Shein Rishai. So it says, whoever sees the Kohen Gadol laning cannot see the Kohen who is burning the Chatas outside. And the Mishnah continues, not because you're not allowed, it's just not possible to be in two places at the same time. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, of course, if you can't be in two places, what's the issue over here that we're trying, that the Mishnah is trying to allude to? You might think that the reason why you can't leave one to go to the other is because of Reish Lakish. Is the end. I'm Reish Lakish because Reish Lakish says in Ravir and Al HaMitzvahs. You're not allowed to leave over a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah in front of you, you have to complete it. You can't walk away from it. And therefore, over here, the issue would be that you're not allowed to walk away on my mitzvah. And what would be the mitzvah over here that you're talking because you're not doing anything? Because the more people that are there, the better the enhanced the mitzvah is. So you might think that I can't walk away from the mitzvah that I'm in the middle of, Kamash Malon, since the individual is not personally performing the mitzvah, he's certainly not the Kohen Gadol, and he's not the Kohen who is burning the Emurim, so you would think that, or burning the other part of the extra from the Kohen, from the carbon, so you might think that he's not allowed to leave, Kamash Malon, that technically he is allowed to leave. The only problem is that he can't make it to the other Avodah because it's too far away, he can't be in two places at the same time. Now the Mishnah continues, the next Mishnah, in the big day, Butz Kairah. So if the Kohen Gadol was reading from the Sefer Torah, still wearing the begadim of the Kohen, Kiddush Yadav Raglav, so he would wash his hands and feet, Pasha, then he would take off the big day boots, Yared V'tav would go to the mikvah, Olam and Estapik, he would dry himself off, Ve'aviyuloi big days of, they'd bring in the full begadim of the Kohen Gadol, V'lavash, he'd put them on the Kiddush Yadav Raglav, and then he would wash his hands and feet, V'yotza, and he would go out, V'asa es Eloi, V'es Ayol Ha'om, then he would do his carbon and the Ayol Ha'om as well, V'ashivas Kvasim, Tamimim B'nei Shana. And he would do the Shiva Kvasim, the seven carbon musafs, also Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The seven kvasim that are meant as the carbon musaf, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, that he brings all the carbon musaf after the second tefillah, or the third tefillah at this point, really. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Im Tamet Shal Shachar, how you craven. Rabbi Akiva says that the carbon musaf, that the Shiva Kvasim was all brought with the carbon Tumid, that they brought in the morning, that was all done after the Kohen Gadol does the first tefillah, not the third tefillah that we're talking about in Shittas Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Eliezer. Upar ha'oila, and also the Kohen, well, we'll see how to read this part of the Mishnah in the Gemara in a second. Upar ha'oila, and then the also part of the Musaf, the Kohen Gadol would bring the par ha'oila, v'sar ha'nasa b'chutz, and the sayer that was done in the outside Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to the Surah that was done inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So all that, those Karbanos, Hayekrevim and Tamash Al-Bein Arbayim, those were brought with the later Tamid in the evening, meaning after the Kohen Gadol went to the Mikvah for the fifth time. So in each case, after each one, Kiddush Yadav Raglav, he'd wash his hands and feet, Pasha, then he would take off the begotten that he's wearing, V'yar V'toval, he would go to the mikvah, V'ola, and he would come up, and stopping to get dry, V'yuloi Big Day Lavon, he would put on the Big Day Lavon, the Lavash, and he would wear the Big Day Lavon, V'kodesh Yadav Raglav, wash his hands and feet, V'nichnas Lahaiti Es HaKafes HaMachta, he would go back into the Kodesh Kodashim, after he did his aisle, and the Ayil Ha'am, he would go back into the Kodesh Kodashim and to take out the Keteris that were burning there from before. When he's done with that, then he would Kiddush Yadav Raglav, he would wash his hands, Tefidu Pashad, he'd undress, V'yard V'tavav, he'd go to the mikvah again, Olav V'nostapag, he'd get up and dry, V'yulei Big Day Zav, he'd put the Big Day Zav outside on again, V'lovash, get dressed, Kiddush Yadav Raglav, and he'd wash his hands and feet again, so that would be the fifth time. Nichnas Lahakter Keteris Shalbein Arabayim, and he would bring the keteris that usually are brought in the evening, lahetiv as aneris, and to prepare the menorah. Then he would wash his hands and feet, pasha yad v'tavav on his stomach, and he'd bring the he'd go to the mikvah again. Violoi big day atzmai, and then finally he'd put on his own begadim v'lavash. He'd wear his own begadim outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Umelavan oisay ad beisayin, and everybody would follow the kohen gadol to his house. V'yontav haya oisa la'ayavav, and he would make a special suda for his friends. B'shash yatsa b'shalom min hamikdash min hakodesh, that when he came out of the kodesh kadoshim. In peace, because as we know, especially in the second base of Mikdash, there were many times when the Kohen Gadol wouldn't make it out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, so this was a big simcha. So that's the basic avodah. The point is, as we'll see in the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol had to go to the mikvah 5 times, and before and after he went to the mikvah, he'd wash his hands and feet, which for a total of 10 times of washing the hands and feet. So in order to do that, there had to be this break of going back into the Kodesh Kedoshim just to take out the kaf and the machato. Now, in terms of how to read the words of the Mishnah, so the Gemara starts as follows. Ibailu. Let me ask you the follow. Hechika Omar. What did the Mishnah mean to say like this? Im Tamit Shal Shachar. So it said, we know that we bring the Musif, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, with the Tamit Shal Shachar. But then the Mishnah also mentions, Hayakravin. That's where the Musif was brought. And then you say, Upar Ha'oilo, Vesar Anasa Bechot, Im Tamit Shal Bein Arbayim. And then both the Karban Oilo, and the sar and asa b'chutz are done in the evening with the ben arba'im. Is that one, that's one way to read the Mishnah? Adilma, or you should read it like this: Hachi kamar im tamid shal shachar hayakreven upar ha'oilo b'hadayu. So the carbon musaf gets brought with the tamid shal shachar, and also the carbon oilo gets brought with. Is brought together with the Tamid Shal Shachar in the morning, and then you say the Sarah Nasa Bechutz and Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, and then you say the Sawyer is that's brought together with the Ben Arbayim. So the question is, when the Mishnah mentions the Oila and the Sawyer, are those two brought at the same time, meaning both in the morning? Excuse me, both of them in the morning, and then Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim is separate, or is it split? The Oila is brought in the morning, and the Sawyer is brought in the evening. That's one question the Gemara has. Then Vesu Parha Oilo Lereb Yeliezer, the Shaira Amos Avadahu. See, this the mention of the Oila and the Sar were only mentioned in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who's the first Shita in the Mishnah, doesn't mention those two Karbonis at all. So we don't know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what his order is. So that's another question the Gemara has. What does he hold? The Su. And also another question the Gemara has. Ben le Rabbi Eliezer, Ben le Rabbi Akiva. According to both of them, Emurim Chatos, Emes Oved Lahu. When did they burn the Emurim of the Chatos? Because we know that earlier few Mishnayos earlier, the Mishnah mentioned that the Kohen Gadol, after he shechted his carbon and did the Avoida Bifnim, he would take the Emurim and put them on the side to be brought later. But we never got to the later. We never mentioned when that part of the Avodah is done. So the Gemara wants to know. So when, in fact, is that done? So we don't have answers. The Mishnayos aren't clear when these things are done. So the Gemara answers like this. Amar Rava, lo mishkachas la mitakanta. We don't find where it's written in our Mishnah properly. Ela oila Rabbi Eliezer. Either lefi shitas Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana b'dvei Shmuel. And we'll see a ton of Dvei Shmuel that's going to explain Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Oile Rabbi Akiva Kitoisefta. And we'll see the Fishitas Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be spelled out in the Toisefta. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring in these brises, these memros, that are going to spell it out for us. The ton of Dvei Shmuel. We learned in the Yeshiva of Dvei Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. So now we're going to go through all the Avodah. Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. Yotza Va'osa Eloi Ve'el Ha'am. When the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim after the reading of the Torah, he does his aisle, and he does the aisle of the Ve'emurei Chatos. So here finally we mention the fact that that's when also the Emurim get burnt on the Mizbeach. And also very clear, Avo Par Ha'olo Vishiva Kvosim, and according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, remember this is not like Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the Par Ha'olo, which is part of the Musif, and the Shiva Kvosim, and the 7 sheep that we bring like a regular Musif, Visar Hanasa Bechutz, Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. All of those Karbanas are all brought with the Ben Arbaim, so none of those are brought with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. That is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, which is the basic machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about when do you bring the Karban Musaf? Do you bring it with the morning Karbanos or do you bring it with the evening Karbanos? And we'll see in the Gemara later what that's based on. Rabbi Akiva, so that spells out the whole process according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva to Tosefta Mahi. How do we see Rabbi Akiva Shita spelled out in the Tosefta? The Tanya we learned in the Brisa as follows. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Par Ha'oilo Vishiva Kvasim Shel Im Tamet Shel Shachar. So he says just the opposite. He says, first of all, the Par Ha'oilo, which wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah in the order. We weren't clear in the Mishnah what the order was. So first of all, we see the Par Ha'oilo and also the seven sheep, which are the Karban Mosef, that all is brought in Tamet Shel Shachar Ha'yakravim. It's all brought Shenemar, because the Pasuk said, Milvad Oilas Ha'boiker Sher Lo Oilas Ha'tamet. Besides the Oilo, which is the Oilo that we're talking about, besides that, and also the carbon mosav, that is brought, lo'ilas ha'tamit, that's brought together with the carbon tamit. So we see, according to Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that everything, all the carbon mosavs are brought in the beginning with, well, this brisa in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, it's all brought, all the carbon mosavs are brought together with the tamit shal shachar. The achar kach avodas hayoim, and then the Kohen Gadol would do the avodas hayoim, referring to the avodah that he does in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Acha, right, so he goes to the mikvah and then he does that avodah. Then he comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim and goes to the mikvah again. So that's the third time already. The Acha kach sor anasa b'chutz. Now we're on the top of Ayinam Abeis. Then he would do the sor anasa b'chutz. So you do the sur, which remember in the Mishnah we weren't sure whether that was split or together with the par. So now Lefi Shitas Rabbi Akiva we're splitting it and saying that that now is done nasa b'chutz, the sur nasa b'chutz. Shenemar se'iri izim echod chatos. It was done by itself. Milvad chatos hakipurim. So it's done together with the avodah of the chatos kipurim, meaning you have to do the avodah b'fnim first. The achar kach. Okay, and then afterwards the Kohen Gadol will go to the mikvah again. And then he would say Eloi the Elaam, and then he would bring the aisle, the carbon, the aisle that the Kohen Gadol would bring, and one for the also the Yachakach Emurichatas, and that there isn't a separate going to the mikvah, but afterwards he would burn the Emurichatas, which is much later than Lefi Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. He would go to the mikvah again, and then he would come out, and after he brought out the kaf and the machta, the Yachakach Tamet Shel Ben Arba'im, and then he would just do the Tamet Shel Ben Arba'im sort of by itself, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So the coin to Rabbi Akiva comes out that we split the Par Ha'ilo and the Sar Hanasa Bechutz only in the sense that neither of them are really done with the Tamet Shel Ben Arba'im, or not quite with the Tamet Shel Ben Arba'im, but one is done, the Oilo is done literally with the in the morning with the Tamet Shel Shachar, and the Sar is done later in the day. Okay, so now we're going to go back to explain each Shita. My time at the Rabbi Eliezer. So what is the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Because according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, we did everything everything with the Ben Arba'im. We did it in the order, the Musaf was brought later. So the Gemara answer is very simple. Ovid Kedichsiv, the Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that we do it literally in the order in which the Parshiyos, in which the Karbanos are brought in the Chumash. Ovid Bereisha the Teres Kainim. So first he does the Karbanos that are mentioned in Teres Kainim with respect to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Teres Kainim is Chumash Vayikra. V'hodar Ovid the Chumash HaPikudim. And then he does the Karbanos that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchos. So if you follow that order, that explains why everything is done later in the day. Because the Karbanos, the Sar Nasa Bechutz, and so on and so forth, those are all mentioned, and the Musaf, which is all mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, so it comes later. So we bring those Karbanos together with the Tamad Shel Ben Arba'im. That's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva, why does he do it in the order that he does part of the Karbanos with the Tamid? The Musaf, for example, comes with the Tamid in the morning. So the Gemara answers as follows, Rabbi Akiva, Kediktani Taima, he also has a reason. Because it says in the Pasuk, Milvad Oilas Haboika Asher Lo Oilas HaTamid, that the Oilo is besides the Karban Tamid. So we see very clearly, and that's talking about the Tamid in the morning, so we see together with the Karban Tamid is the Oilo, which is part of the Musaf. So Alma, we see Musafim in Tamid Shal Shachar of Idlahu. So we see that we end up doing the Musaf of Yom Kippur gets done together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. And that's why we end up doing the Karban Musaf together in the morning, as opposed, even though it's not in the order that it's written in the Torah. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara asks Rabbi Eliezer, Hay Milvad Chatas HaKippurim Ma'avidlu. So what does he do with the fact that it says very clearly in the Pasuk that the Tamid comes together with the Chatas? which would make it sound like something should be brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Gemara answers, Ahumi Boyle, no. That he needs it for a different drasha, has nothing to do with the order. He brings it for Almasha Zemechaper, Zemechaper, because we know that the Sarah Nasa Bechotz, excuse me, that we know that the Korban Musaf helps for somebody who accidentally walked into the Beis HaMikdash, without realizing that he was Tameh, and then only realized later that he was Tameh, so he has to bring a Korban. So the Korban, what's saying, the Oilo that you bring, when whatever the order is, remember, he holds, according to Rabbi Elazar, this Pasuk is not indicating order. This Pasuk is just telling a comparison. And the comparison is just like the Tamid works to be Mechaper on somebody who walked into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei without Yediyah, at least in the beginning, so too, the Oilo also will be Mechaper on somebody who didn't have a full Yediyah and walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's talking about the Kapara, not the order. Okay, now, in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, we mentioned that the Korban Musaf is brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Now we're going to have a machlekes in the Gemara, which part of the Musaf is brought exactly, because it could be understood in two different ways. So the Gemara says like this: Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So remember, we're explaining in Shitas Rabbi Akiva that normally the Korban Musaf would come with the Shachar, with the morning Korban Tamid. So he says like this: Echad Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. Remember, there are seven sheep that we bring as the Korban Musaf. He holds, Rabbi Yehuda says, really only one of them is brought in the morning. The Shishim, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and the other six out of the seven, are really brought later. That is in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer Mishmoy. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon says again in the name in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, just the opposite. Shisha Kravim in Tamid Shel Shachar. Six out of the seven are brought in the morning. The Echad and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and only one, because we'll see, the Gemara is going to prove that they have to be split, and only one of the Korban Musaf gets brought later with the Ben Arbayim. So we need to explain. My time, Mayu de Rabbonon. What's Pshat in the Shitos de Rabbonon? That they have to be split. Trey Kroy, Ksivi. Because there are really two Psukim about the Korban Musaf. Ksiv, Milvad, Oilas, HaBoiker. So on the one hand, we said, like we dashed before, besides the Korban Shachar, the Tamid Shel Shachar, there also has to be an Oilah. So we see clearly some of the Korbanos have to be brought in the morning. And it also, the Ksiv, and it also says, V'yotzev Asa Es Oilosai. And there's another Pasuk that says that the Kohen Gadol would come out of the Kodesh Kedoshim and do the Oilah, which is also part of the Musaf. So we see that obviously some part of the Musaf had to be done later. So there's clearly a split. And we know that some of it has to be done in the morning and some of it has to be done later in the day. So now that we know it's a split, it's a question of how to split it. Hilchach, Ovid minayhu hacha uminayhu hacha. So we do some of it in the morning, some of it with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and some of it together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. But now we have an interesting machloikis, so since we only know some and some, how do we know six and one or one and six? What's that based on? So what are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon arguing about? So the Gemara explains like this: Rabbi Yehuda savar Ovid chad kedich siv milvad oilas haboiker. So we do one because the pasuk clearly says you have to do something together with the Korban Shachar, the Tamid Shel Shachar. V'hader Ovid avodas hayoyim, and then it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda says it makes sense that you should then do the rest of the special avoda, which is the critical part of the avoda in Yom Kippur. Because why? Dil mechulsha chalish kohen gadol. Because we're afraid that if the Kohen Gadol is going to be busy with so many karbonos, the Korban Musaf is going to do all the karbonos first thing in the morning, he's going to run out of energy and he won't have power, he won't have strength to be able to do the rest of the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, of the Yom Kippur avodah after he runs out of energy. So we'd rather him do the Yom Kippur avodah first. That's why he only brings one in the morning. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savar, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, kiven da aschil Ovid Shisha. Once you start, you do as much as possible, which is you do six out of the seven. Dilma Pasha. So then why aren't you afraid that once he does so many karbanos in the morning, he's going to run out of energy? So the Gemara answers, Dilagabe Avedas Hayoim Zarishu. since the Avodah Yom Kippur is new and it's refreshing and it's exciting and it's different, so therefore, legabe that, we're not worried that the Kohen Gadol is going to run out of energy because that he's going to be a Zoriz. So, Mamela, don't worry about doing too much in the morning. You do as much as possible because that's, once you start something, you do as much as you can. And then, don't worry, he's going to have, don't worry about his energy for the Avodah of the Yom Kippur. Okay, now the Gemara says the Kulei Alma Mios Chad Ayelhu. But if you notice, we only talked about the fact that the Kohen Gadol brings one ayel for himself and one ayel for the He only brings one ayel. Now, what's interesting is that there's two parshios in the Torah that talk about this ayel. So the question is whether the two parshios are really talking about the one and same, or is it really talking about two different karbonis? In our Mishnah, we seem to go with the Shita that it is only one aisle, and it's just two parshias talking about the same aisle, as the Gemara explains. Kaman, which Shita are we following? Kerebi, it's only the Fishita's Rebbe. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Omer, a aisle echod ha'omer kan, hua omer b'chumash ha'pekudim, the aisle that the Torah mentions in the Avodah, in the Parsha of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, in Chumash Vayikra, is the same aisle that the Torah mentions in Chumash, in the Parshas Pinchos. So it's the same aisle, so it's only one. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says, no, Shnei Elim Hain, it's really two. Echad ha'omer kan, v'echad ha'omer b'chumash ha'pekudim, it's actually referring to a different aisle, and he'll have to stick that Avodah in as a separate carbon. My time of the Rebbe. So where did Rebbe, how did Rebbe understand that it was only one? Tichsiv, Echad, because it says, Ayel Echad, that's what the Pasuk says, so it's only one. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, my Echad, so what does he do with the fact that the Torah says, Echad, it's only one? He says, no, it doesn't mean one, it means Meyuchad Shebe Idro, you should bring the best one possible, the one. But it doesn't mean only one, there'll be a different one later. So Rebbe, so what? How does Rebbe know that it's supposed to be a special, you know, careful choice? Nafkalei mimivchar nidrecha. He says, no, he learns it out of the fact that whenever you bring an ayol, it's always supposed to be by the nedarim. Also, it's always supposed to be your best carbon. So we already know you're supposed to bring the best animal possible. Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon. So why doesn't Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon learn it out of Nedarim? He says it's chad b'chayva v'chad b'nedava v'tzricha. And a chanami. It's true that by the parsha of Nedava, the Torah already says that you should bring the best one possible. However, you need a separate parsha over here because you might think that when I bring in a neder, if I want Hashem to be mekabel it, oh, that's the one I should bring the best one possible. But by a chayva, I have to bring it anyway. So of course Hashem is going to be mekabel it. Maybe it doesn't have to be the best. That's why I need a pasuk to say even by chayva I need to bring the best. And I could think the other way also. By a chayva, the Torah is requiring it, so I must. So it must be. I have to do whatever I can to do the Torah is requiring it. By a nedava, you would think, it's my donation, I'm doing it, and it's an extra credit, so why does it have to be the best? That's why I need a pasuk to tell us by each one separately and individually that each one has to be the best. Okay, we'll stop over here.